Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Welcome new members, welcome old members, welcome members who have just converted from being free members to paid members. Really appreciate you sharing this Patreon with your friends and spreading the word about this community of guitar players trying to incrementally increase our facility on this wonderful instrument that we all love. Today I will get back into polyrhythms. So we worked on twos and threes, we worked on threes and fours, and all the various combinations of things we can do with those. So, two, three, four, five. Now, what is the deal with five? Five is a little more complicated than two and three and four. It's the next, I guess, prime number. The most common place to see a five polyrhythm, in my experience, would be five against four, or four against five, however you like to think about it. In this case, I'll do the most common situation. Let's say the beat is here, and we're playing five beats. One, two, three, four, five, two. And then putting four across the top of that, five. Okay, so what am I doing here? I guess at this tempo, what I'm doing is I'm feeling these 16th notes. And then grouping those in fives. Now you can do this with any polyrhythm. If you had seven against nine, you could feel each beat in nine parts and group them in seven, or feel each beat in seven parts and group them in nine. Now that's difficult. But this is not so difficult because it's just 16th notes and we're pretty used to playing 16th notes. So to get started, if you don't know this rhythm already, you could do this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you study South Indian drums like those, you might say these syllables, tadig and 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 tadig. You can think of a word, whatever, you know. Bacon, egg, and cheese. 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 That's a little awkward. That's a classic New York breakfast. So you have this way to get into the feeling of it. And then you start to just feel the beginning of each of those. I'm thinking, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2. You could, for this particular one, also think of a visual thing, like the two beats are together, and then the slower tempo, it comes in the second 16th, and then it comes in the third 16th, and then it comes on the last 16th. It's kind of moving through the beat in that way. You could think of it that way if you like, however you like to think about it, to get into the sound of it. And then once you practice the sound of it, you can kind of, you'll just get used to it as its own thing, the same way you got used to 2 against 3 or whatever, you know, as it's being its own thing. If you practice that enough, it just becomes its own feeling. You don't have to try to calculate it or anything like that. So you could do that with any polyrhythm, you know. But they get a little more difficult, and this one's just sort of a slight level of difficulty above the 2s and 3s. It's 4 against 5. So let's feel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Switch the voices. Now the faster tempo is in the top, the primary tempo. 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Switching back. Switch them. Switch. Let's move this note. B flat to A flat, back to A. Make them long. Triads. Or we could go. That's nice. Milton Nascimento tune that sounds like that. I'm playing B flat major triad over G and then moving it down. B flat, A flat, G. Switch. And I'll smooth the bottom note in the same kind of way. That didn't sound so good. Just with the note. Two notes. Speed it up. Switch. Now, here, I'm going. See, normally if you played five, you'd group it in five, but I'm grouping the fives in four. So I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. Switch. Okay, so you could keep going with this. You know, speed it up. If you sped it up even more, you know, we could get into stuff. So now the only thing I didn't really talk about that was, you know, following the way that we did it before is when we did, let's say, 3 against 4, we would feel 1 as the primary and 1 as the secondary, such as... In this case, I have to feel the beat as a triple. Feel the other one as a primary. Now I'm feeling 16th notes, and I'm feeling a cycle of 3 beats instead of 4. Okay, so we could do that with the fives as well, but it's going to be a little more difficult because when you switch to feeling the slower thing as the primary, you're going to have to feel the beat in quintuplets, which is not, you know, normal, like an everyday type of thing to feel. Take it, 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 and group those in 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. You know, and so on, like that. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. And so. Here I am feeling it in 16th notes, and I'm going to switch next time. Switch the foot. Now, I'll put the faster tempo in the higher voice. 5 on top, 4 on the bottom. Feeling in 16th. I'm going to switch to quintuplets. Back. So that's an interesting challenge, you know, trying to get the quintuplets to feel natural and steady. I'm not changing what my hand is doing, I'm just changing what my foot is doing. What your foot does influences how you feel the beat. All right, so that's all for now. Look forward to Bach on Sunday tomorrow. Tune in for that. And hope you have a wonderful weekend. See you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.